Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Psalm 25, 1 through 15 says this, "In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in the truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquities, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare." I pray you heard what the Lord has saying in this passage in the psalm today. All the ways of the Lord are loving. Not just some of the ways, all the ways. Here we have David's profession of desire toward God and dependence on him. He often begins his psalms with such professions, not to move God, but to move himself and to engage himself to answer those professions. He professes his desire toward God. He professes his dependence upon God and begs for the benefit and comfort of that dependence. He begs for direction from God in the ways of his duty as he seeks to be the man of God he was created to be. So today I want us to focus on the 14th verse. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. Our psalmist was in trouble and danger, just as most of us are often found to be in life. Enemies are threatening. In fact, the psalmist cries out, "God, help me." But this is more than a cry for help. This psalm is also a plea for forgiveness. Repeatedly, the psalmist asks God to forgive, to forget, and to be gracious. Does that sound like something we might want and ask for or need in our own lives? I believe that many are seeking forgiveness today, as we should when life becomes filled with so many distractions that we end up doing things we probably really shouldn't do. In answer to his prayer for help and forgiveness, the writer seeks guidance, the wise counsel of a friend and confidant. Looking to the one who knows everything about him, the psalmist asks God for direction and teaching in order to see the path he should take. "Lord, help us follow your leading each day as you guide us." The psalmist ends this prayer with a commitment to follow through on this request. The counsel of the uprightness and integrity will accompany him as he receives God's advice for life. Uprightness is the straightforward knowing of God's way and understanding who God wants him to be. Will be on one side, and on the other side is integrity, following through on God's guidance and walking the way God directs him to walk. Each day needs to be made with various decisions, or filled with various decisions, and they need to be acted upon and lived out. That is for everyday living for humans on this planet. That's how God created this whole situation. We make choices every day and decisions we need to act upon and live life as he calls us to. Psalm 25 invites us to live under the gentle tutoring of God, to humbly submit to the holy wisdom that will help us make moral, faithful decisions as we rely upon the steadfast of the one whose friendship will guide us toward the right choices. So a question I think we should consider today as we think about God's presence in our lives: are we seeking God's counsel today, or are we just doing what we want to do? Prayer list, well, I just ask you to lift up those we've been lifting for quite a while in our prayer times, including our families. And then maybe today, spend a little bit of time just praying about the Lord leading us each day, each step of each day, as we follow him to the best of our ability, and that we will be surrounded by uprightness and integrity as we seek his guidance and follow his direction for our lives. God bless you and have a great day.